drones? Helpful or harmful? A new toy. Harris quickly scanned the directions that came with his new flying gadget. There were so many pages. He was impatient to get the machine airborne. All he needed to know, he thought, was how to make it ascend and descend. He could figure out the rest later. The drone hummed to life. Harris moved the joystick up, and the drone ascended, gaining speed, gaining altitude rapidly. Harris turned the joystick. The drone jerked to the right and rose higher and higher. Harris panicked, pulling hard on the joystick, but the drone disappeared from sight. Drone disasters. Disasters can happen when people launch an unmanned flying gadget like a drone without knowing how to really control it. Drones can become flyaways, caught up in a jet stream and blown away. A falling drone can do serious damage to buildings and people. A drone flying into an airspace where it shouldn't be could cause an extreme disaster if it crashed into a jet. Some have become tangled in power lines, costing thousands of dollars to get them down. If people try to remove the drone themselves, they could be electrocuted. A drone gets dangerously close to power lines. A terrible drone accident. One terrible accident happened when an operator lost control of a drone. The drone pilot was flying the gadget by his home when its rotors hit a tree. The drone went out of control, falling into a neighbor's backyard, where a young child was playing. The rotors were still spinning fast, and a blade struck the child. Sadly, this little boy, the victim of an out-of-control drone, lost his sight in one eye. People have described drones like this as an airborne menace. Drones out of control. Drone makers say that sometimes drones can just fly away quickly or drift away with the wind for many different reasons. The software that has been loaded into the drone could break down, or the global positioning system, GPS, could be faulty, causing the drone to lose its connection with the controller. Drone makers are trying to work out ways to stop these things happening. A feature that returns the drone to its takeoff spot is one solution, but even this is not guaranteed to work. A police drone catches an out-of-control drone. Catching flyaway drones. Trying to get a drone out of the sky can be difficult. People have tried to catch them in giant nets, but this can cause more problems than the rogue drone itself. In some countries, eagles are being trained to pluck the drones out of the sky. They are taught to identify a drone as prey. Then they swoop down and grab the drone from the sky with their long, strong claws. When they take the drone to a safe place, they are rewarded for their efforts. Helpful uses. While drones can be harmful, they can also be very helpful. At a sports event, drones can be used to give spectators a view from above or help coaches see how their players are doing. They're also becoming a useful tool for firefighters, helping them spot wildfires and even assisting to fight them. Drones can spy on populations of animals in the wild, especially endangered ones. In some very remote places in the world, drones are the fastest way to deliver medicine to people who need it desperately. Medicine being delivered to a sick person. Drones in an emergency. After the Nepal earthquake, the sky was filled with the buzzing of drones. These drones were fitted with cameras, and their role was to fly over roads blocked by landslides to locate injured people or record any damage to bridges or buildings. The photos provided important information to the emergency crews. In one case, they showed photos of houses flattened to the ground in a mountain village. To reach the village by road would have taken over 3 hours, but the drones provided information in less than 5 minutes. Firefighters use a drone to survey a fire. Drones were used to record damage after the Nepal earthquake. Should drones be banned? Harris's story is a common one, which has made some people think drones should be banned and only used by governments to help when needed. Drones are like small airplanes, only without a pilot. No one without a pilot's license should be allowed to have one, they say. Others think that as long as the rules are obeyed, there should be little risk to people and property. Drone makers say drones are exciting new technology and that the future will be dominated by them.